Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Do you only do that because I've said something about it every time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious because This is like the third fucking episode in a row.
Totally.
Where you've done that.
Yeah.
And I'm about to lose my mind.
Are you?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, in a good way, I'm like, it throws me off.
It feels like I'm winning.
You did. You just won.
Yes.
Can you just take the win?
Okay.
You take the win?
I'll take the win.
Okay.
Next time, I'll be back to normal. Okay?
All right. So, last time we did a regular episode, not a Q&A,
mm-hmm.
We read, and I just lost my place, we read Matthew chapter 16.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah. And in that episode, mm-hmm. The Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted Jesus to perform miracles in front of them, and he's like, fuck off.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he told Peter he was the rock and he's going to build his church on him or something. And that could mean a couple different things, as we found out in the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But then he called him Satan.
Peter is a rock. You
know, so that was a dramatic turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus predicted his own death.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, nothing big.
And it was a hinge chapter.
Yeah, the tone totally changed. Mm-hmm. Now we have prophecies about things that are going to happen in the fucking book that we're reading.
Well, now it's a race towards Jesus, his death and coming back to life.
Which I'm like, okay, this is getting weird. This is getting weird.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how I try really hard not to read the headers because they're like spoilers? This one's the Transfiguration. And I'm like, that sounds like a Transformer. What are we doing here? What is happening right now? Okay. I don't know what that word means. Hopefully we will learn what that word means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Transformer or transfigure?
Transfigure.
Okay.
Transmute?
Just double checking. Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 16.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're doing
Little Maddie chapter 17.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 17.
All right.
And I forgot to specify in the opening that this little subsection, we're doing chapters 17 and 18 before we then do a Q&A. So okay. We're doing two chapters and then we'll do a break again before we figure out our next little session.
I just have to comment real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've started this podcast 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
every time that you say the word section,
mm-hmm.
I want to say from the back section because of the,
right?
the Beastie Boys. Like yes. literally every
Let
time.
Let me get some action from the back section.
Yeah, like literally that crosses my mind every single podcast.
I do it too.
I do it too. I never find a good way to work in the thought that's going through my head. So I just felt the need after 6 years to say it.
I say it all the time.
So I just said it.
I do.
And there it is.
I've done it on this podcast. You may be right.
Because it was going through my brain yet again, I felt the need to say it again.
Yeah.
Or need to say it, you know. Well, like that's all.
There's always room for the Beastie Boys in this house.
Right.
All right. So we're going to read about Transfiguration, apparently, whatever the fuck that is.
Okay.
And we're going to do it. Okay?
Great.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. After 6 days.
Okay.
Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them guys up a high mountain by themselves.
Okay.
So Peter, James, and John, not the Baptist.
Right. So okay. just those guys, and they were also by themselves.
Right.
Got it.
It was a circle jerk. I mean, okay, it wasn't, but I had to say it because it just felt right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I make everything into a sex joke. I am a child. Sorry. Okay. There he was transfigured before them. Okay?
Okay.
Just so you know, that happened.
He was transfigured. Okay.
His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. I'm gonna tell everyone that.
What?
I'm gonna tell them that. That's a song.
Yeah, I know it's a song. Well, why now? Why are you singing?
Shine like the sun.
No. I'll shine like the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his face shone like the sun.
I got it. Yeah. Okay.
And his clothes became as white as the light.
Okay. All right.
And there's always, I mean, when you hear her, you sing her.
Got it.
Right? I can't remember her name.
She's
your girlfriend.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't even remember who it is.
Okay, never mind. We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, she is my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so he's like turning into a transformer. And just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah.
Wow.
Talking with Jesus. What the fuck?
That was Sheryl Crow. And you're
Sheryl
right.
Crow.
She is
your girlfriend.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Sheryl Crow is your
thanks,
girlfriend.
Friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry. I was not invited to this tea party with Moses and Elijah. I did not know that OT characters were coming into the sequel.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Nobody told me this happened.
Why did he only take three people? This feels a little, you know.
He took the ones most likely to keep the secret that it didn't happen. Hold on. So there appear before them Moses and Elijah. They're just like, what? We're sitting on a mountain. What? This is what we do. We just appear sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, my mind is blown. What the fuck is this? What are we reading right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a manifesto.
Right.
This is redonkulous. Peter, you know, the Rock.
Yeah.
Said also to Jesus. Also Satan. Said to Jesus, Lord. Oh, also Simon. Simon called Peter.
Simon called Peter called Satan.
Yeah. Okay. Simon called Peter called Satan. Yeah. That's hard to say. Pickle Peter. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Rocky said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be up here. Whew. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Mm,
I'll be building all the fucking tents.
Yeah.
Ghosts need tents.
Sure.
Why not? Transfigure.
How long are they staying up on this mountain?
I don't know. He glowing.
Is this like when they brought the Ten Commandments, they can be up there for like 40 days?
and then drop it and then right, have to go back up and get another one? Yeah. While he was still speaking... Who's speaking? Oh, while Rocky Peter Satan was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son.
Oh, shit. God's there, too.
What?
Damn, this is like everybody.
Oh, damn. This is the tea party of the century.
Boom, 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 boom.
Huh. I need this. I need these action figures. I need this table. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What? This is like the crossover in the comic series
where
they bring them all together.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I cannot possibly take this seriously because this is so silly.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. We have two dead people.
Okay.
There.
Listen.
One soon to be dead person, and then God, who also Jesus is breaking a lot of his laws, and then we also have Peter, who's also Satan, who's also Simon, who's also whatever.
This is like if Rainbow Bright got into a fight with the Care Bears over who was the best rainbow, and then they all rode off on My Little Ponies.
Hmm.
Like, that's what this is like in my brain. Just like, nothing makes sense. These worlds should not be colliding the way they are.
And their shit was infected with glowworms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love glowworms. I never had one. I always wanted one.
Yeah, we had glowworms.
Oh, actually. You're so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always thought it was such a clever idea because, you know, it's like a nightlight, but it's your
glowy plastic worm, yeah.
I want I wonder if they still make those. If they make those, can we get me a glow worm?
Sure.
I want a glow worm. I never had one. I feel like I need one of those. And I never had an Etch-A-Sketch. No, I had an Etch-A-Sketch, a Light Bright. That's what
you I'm never thinking. Had a Light Bright?
No, my wow. sister did. She got one. I didn't get one. I had, you know how like your parents, if they get you one expensive toy that's not to be shared, then they get a different expensive toy for the other kid?
See,
your parents didn't do that.
Yeah, we just shared all of our toys
pretty much. Yeah, well, my parents couldn't do that with me and my sister because my sister would mess everything up. She, like, everything was a mess. Mm. And I more wanted books than toys. So she would get something, and then I would get something. And then sometimes we would trade because they got it wrong. Like, they gave me the blue one and her the pink one. And hello, yeah. I want the pink one.
Right.
I'm the pink girl. She's the blue girl.
Yeah.
Other times, both were lame. And then sometimes, like, my sister got that Light Bright, and that was amazing.
Doing some heavy lifting for a Light Bright.
I mean, it had all those little fucking Christmas light things that you plug
in. Yeah, no, I had it.
Okay, so. Listen. I didn't know then what I know now, which is that I have OCD.
Okay.
And the thought of being able to plug in all those little lights and make all these little designs.
Yeah.
Like, that is enthralling. I don't know if you've looked at my desk and the way I line up my pens and markers and gel pens and stuff, like my felt tips, like I have them in those containers that are like, oh, like a waterfall cascade, and like the colors separated by color. Oh my God! Like I would have been a really happy kid with a Light Bright.
I see.
I feel like it's not fair, and I'm 50 years old, and I shouldn't be talking like this, but I cannot help it.
I just want to buy another Rock'em Sock'em robot set.
No, I don't want that.
That was my favorite.
I didn't ever want that.
That, and we used to play with, like...
Although, I would play with that with you. That would be fun now that I think about it.
I love the Rock'em Sock'em.
Oh, my God. Okay, if we get me a Light Bright and a Glow Worm, I will play Rock'em Sock'em with you. That sounds so fun.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I should probably read the Bible now.
Yeah.
Bible. Okay, sorry. Okay, anyway, God is talking to the tea party. Okay. This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. Mm. Listen to him. Okay?
You three people.
Right?
The two of whom are brothers.
You fucks. When the disciples heard this, the three disciples, all the nine ones that he left behind,
right.
Just the three that he brought with him.
Couldn't have any witnesses. To keep the, if you're going to have a huge lie, you need to keep the circle small.
Yeah.
So
when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified, because never not be afraid. Don't forget.
Right. Allegedly.
Right. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up. He said, don't be afraid. Like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I read the Old Testament. Yahweh very much wants you to be afraid.
Yeah. Just to bring out one of our fan favorites. Uzzah. Come on.
Yeah.
Fucking struck him dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just for trying to catch the goddamn ark.
And not let it hit the ground.
Right.
And then one of Aaron's own sons got smote for doing something wrong on the wrong day with...
Didn't they both get smote?
No, a couple of his kids did. And then he wasn't even allowed to cry over it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit. Don't be afraid. Have you met Yahweh? He's scary.
And then, what was that one guy that... Was it Ur? I don't know what happened to him, but he only lived for like 3 days or something. They were like, and it was like, and then it just said Ur died.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was sad for Ur.
I mean, listen, Yahweh is a scary fuck, okay?
Yeah.
Never not be afraid of him.
Right.
So Jesus is wrong. I'm just here to put that out there.
Yeah.
Jesus does not know what the fuck he's talking about. When he says, don't be afraid, he is mistaken. Do be afraid.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, God, you're here. Can we get like a...
Can you please correct your kid?
Corroborate his message?
He's doing a Nepo baby.
I'd like to hear it from you,
not
him.
I need the big boss. Okay, listen. I just realized when I was doing my notes, too, something that really fucking perturbs me.
Yeah.
Did you know that when we talk all through the old fucking Testament about God, we don't capitalize the H when we talk about him? Like, he did this and him did that and his socks and his butt and his stinky toes and whatever, whatever. Right?
You mean when we're referring to God?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't capitalize that.
Huh.
Guess what?
What?
Jesus does.
Oh, damn.
Right?
See, if I was God, I'd be a little salty about that.
I don't understand that. That, I mean, Jesus gets red ink. He gets a capital pronoun. Like, what the ever-loving fuck is happening here? He gets to be like, oh, change all the rules. Don't be afraid. I'm the big one now.
Yeah.
No, you're the child. Shut the fuck up. Sit down and drink your tea with Moses.
Maybe God was retiring.
Well,
you know, like, maybe he's passing his job along. Like, he's like
on the show Lucifer.
He's like, you know, I've been in charge for like, what? It's been like 3,000 years now.
I want to watch Lucifer again.
I want to do something. I want to do something else. You know.
Remember Lucifer?
Yeah, I do.
That was such a good show.
It still is a good show.
I want to watch it again.
Speaking of which, I came in the other day, and Kid was watching Supernatural just out of nowhere.
I mean, and every once in a while, Kid just puts that show on randomly.
Yeah, and it was so fantastic because it was like, because Kid always watches the like highlight reel shows because we've seen the whole fucking show like three times now, I think.
Yeah,
and Kid knows like
every fucking episode. At this point, like, you can walk in the room and Dean will walk across the screen and will be like, oh, is this that episode where he's scared of the dog?
And that's what,
and that's what it was.
The episode was.
That's the episode.
I was like, oh, yep. I love this one.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, is this the one where they're, he's a gym teacher and he pulls his pants down and goes, pudding.
You know, it's just kind of nice to have one of those shows that you're just like, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
and it's every episode.
That's ours.
Yeah. So, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Oh, it's just, okay, this book is throwing me out, so
this fucking chapter is insane.
This is silly.
Sorry, okay. But yeah.
I know, that's why I keep going off topic, because I can't take this seriously. Okay, anyway, so he's like, don't be scared, it's fine. Just, you know, several thousand years of be afraid, and now what? Don't.
Now
just
don't.
Stop. Get up.
Because, you know, yeah. Jesus.
But I'm not changing anything. Everything's the same.
Right.
Okay, so when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. Well, where's God? As they were coming down the mountain, when he comes, they'll be coming around the mountain. Okay, as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus, what? Don't you like it when I first sing a song?
When you actually read the sentence, I realized that you had read that, and then you started singing the fucking song.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm laughing.
Because I did it so well. Because I'm awesome. Okay, so as we're coming down the mountain.
Yes.
Jesus instructed them, shh, don't tell anyone what you have seen.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Remember how I told you I'm going
to
die?
Oh, yeah, and this is the other thing that changed with regard to the old terminology. Like, you could have taken Son of Man to mean many things prior to chapter 16, which was the last chapter.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, Son of Man is definitely Jesus.
Right.
It's definitely Jesus.
Yeah. We've never not been talking about that. What do you mean?
Right.
What?
Like, what the fuck?
We've always not been afraid of Yahweh. What are you talking? His name's not Yahweh. What are you talking about? It's God. What?
It's like they were setting us up for a trick, you know, a trick.
Yeah,
like, hey,
it's a lie.
We're going to talk about it, and then, bam, it's Jesus, guys.
Okay, look, Christianity is trying to fucking gaslight me into believing that this is the way it's always been. I read the Old Testament, y'all. It was not like this.
Right.
I will not be gaslit. Do not. Okay? The disciples asked him, okay, when you say don't tell anyone until the Son of Man is raised. Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? What's that about?
Yeah.
That was a prophecy.
Also, what happened to John the Baptist? Because a lot of people think he was the...
Right?
Yeah. And he was just up on the mountain, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to them? They just showed up, but then when they looked up...
God was gone.
So did nobody actually see Moses and Elijah and God?
I don't fucking know. They saw Moses and Elijah, but then they looked down when Jesus started glowing in the dark. from radiation poisoning.
Okay.
And while they were like down on the ground, that's when God was like, yo, 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 what up? This my boy.
Well, first of all, God did talk to people in the Old Testament, sort of, sometimes. Maybe. That's questionable.
Kiss
but like, us. There's a lot of God's voice can't actually be heard. So like,
right.
There's a lot of weird shit here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So while they're looking down, God's like, yo, 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 right?
Yeah.
And so then Jesus is like, oh, you don't have to look down. It's fine.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
And so then when they look back up, there is no God because God is Jesus.
Right. So there is a God. It's just Jesus now.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Jesus just learned how to throw his voice really well.
He was
like the original badass ventriloquist.
That was the magic scene right there. That was it.
Yeah.
Where the only thing missing is the fucking dove.
Right.
And then we could be like, Trinity. No, seriously. That was it. And whatever happened to Moses and Elijah, we don't know. They were too freaked out. They disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Like, oh, okay.
I don't know. Jesus. So they're like, wait, why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?
Yeah.
And Jesus replied in red ink, to be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. So he is
actually referring to maybe John the Baptist.
He is possibly saying that John the Baptist was the reincarnated Elijah or whatever.
So what's up with him showing up here on top of this fucking mountain?
Because, well, John the Baptist is dead. You can't inhabit the body of a headless man. It's not like he's nearly headless, Nick.
So we're bringing back the OG Elijah.
Yeah.
For purposes of...
ghost.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Was this whole fucking thing just to set up him being superimposed over God? Like, literally, they're like, he's God now, and God's not so much God.
Lonely time. I was singing Unchained Melody from
Ghost. I know what you were singing. I was ignoring it and going on with the podcast.
I know. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the magic moment. Okay. That was when, and now we have Christianity because Jesus. This does not feel good, and I hate it.
Yeah. Especially the small crowd that witnessed it.
It's like they might as well have said, and then they spread butter all over his body and rolled him in thumbtacks. Yeah.
You know who wasn't on top of that? You know who wasn't on top of that mountain?
Hmm.
Matthew. You know who wrote this book?
Hmm.
People who talked to Matthew.
Right.
So
you didn't like my buttered and rolled in thumbtacks?
No.
Why? I thought it was great. Okay, sorry, go on. Yeah, Matthew wasn't there.
Yeah.
Matthew didn't witness
this.
Right,
so we're hearing about this from disciples of Matthew, who was part of the disciples / apostles of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
who the people that went up on the mountain with Jesus to witness this thing happen weren't mm-hmm. supposed to tell anybody, including Matthew.
Right.
And that's how we're getting the story.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I...
Do you How does that make any fucking magic? Sense? No, it doesn't. Okay. Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. Says it right there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the New Testament has confirmed.
That's great.
John the Baptist is Elijah. Okay?
Yeah.
That happened.
Got
okay?
it. At least according to Jesus.
Sure,
according
why not?
According to Matthew, according to Matthew's disciples.
As long as we're making shit up.
Right, yeah.
Why not? Why sure. not? When they came to the crowd, we're in a new little section now. They're done talking amongst
okay.
themselves.
Right.
They're coming down the mountain. When they come, remember?
Yeah, I got
okay.
it.
Okay. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus. Again, you know, we're in a crowd now, so everybody needs help, right?
Yeah.
And knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water.
Oh, shit.
I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him.
You know, he didn't give them good magic powers.
You know how magic isn't real? Like, so they couldn't heal him. That was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jesus is like, he's so perturbed. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. In his red ink, he goes, You unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me.
Wait a second. Hold on a second here. he's put out by this person being an unbelieving person, nation, whatever the fuck he's saying
here,
right?
It sounds to me like the guy's like, no, I totally believe. That's why I'm bringing him to you, right. Fuck.
But if Jesus believes that this guy is not a solid believer or whatever, mm-hmm. why is he even entertaining the idea of healing his son?
Right.
Because he doesn't heal people that don't fully believe.
Right.
So I don't understand this.
Yeah.
This doesn't really track with what he's done so far.
It's silly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. So clearly because this boy has seizures, that means he's got a demon in him.
Right.
Okay?
Obviously.
So Jesus.
That's what seizures mean.
Because the next line we get, Jesus rebuked the demon. And I'm like, oh, so there was a demon to be rebuked.
Yeah.
Okay.
This couldn't possibly be anything medical.
No. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy and he was healed at that moment. The demon was healed? Sorry, pronoun abuse. No, the boy was healed.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, oh, dude, why couldn't we drive it out?
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Because magic isn't real. He replied in red, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, remember last chapter when I was telling you about
the mustard seed back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember fucking mustard seed.
Yeah.
If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it'll move. When you have magic, they let you do it. You can grab them by the pussy. Nothing will be impossible for you. Mountains move. Duh. Stupid.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This is, I hate this so much. Okay. Next section. Ready?
I'm ready.
When they came together in Galilee, he said to them in his red ink, so you know what really happened.
Sure.
The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. Oh, he's doing more of, I might die soon. Hang tight. Hold on to your butts.
I like, you know, we talked about the correlations between Jesus and Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He even refers to himself in third person.
Yes. Oh, my God. He does. The Son of Man, who is, you know, me.
Yeah, right.
The Son of Man, Trump, is going to be delivered into the hands of men.
Mm-hmm.
They will kill him.
Yeah.
And on the third day, he will be raised to life. Somebody over there who isn't me? What?
Yeah.
No. This is so weird.
Mm.
And the disciples were filled with grief. I would have been filled with something, but it wouldn't have been grief. I can tell you that.
Mm.
It would have been like, what the fuck is happening right now? Can we go home? This is stupid. All right, next section.
Sure.
Okay. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, you know, Peter the Rock?
Yeah.
Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Excuse you, your tab is due. Like, he's looking for payment, okay? He's like, y'all's taxes is due, and you need to pay out.
Yeah.
Yes, he does, Rocky replied. When Peter the Rock Satan, who used to be Simon, came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak in his special red ink. What do you think, Simon? He asked.
Wait, you called him Simon
there?
He
called him Simon there.
That's weird.
It's a good thing that I remembered that he's Simon called Peter.
Right.
And I've been only doing that because I didn't want to forget.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is. Why did he switch back to Simon?
I don't know. I bet it comes up in our Q&A.
Well, I'm definitely curious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Jesus is like, yo, Simon, what do you think? From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? He said duty. From their own children or from others? From others, Peter the Rock Simon Satan said.
Okay.
Then the children are exempt, Jesus said to him. in red ink. But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. That's magical.
Wow.
Trump makes coins, too.
He does.
Oh, my God.
For a mere $12,000, one could be yours.
I wonder if he pulls the coins out of the reflecting lake pond pool.
I bet he does.
He does.
It's just a hypothesis I have working here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that time we were just watching that news and he called it the reflecting lake instead of the reflecting pond or the reflecting yeah, pool? And yeah. We were like, what the hell is wrong with you,
it could
weirdo?
Be a lake. It could be a pond. It could be, you know.
Some say. Oh, so you fucked up. Okay, got it.
Right.
Some say. Yeah. No, nobody says.
Right.
Okay, so he's like, anyways, go catch some fish. There's going to be magical coins in it, just like Trump. And you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my taxes and yours, the end.
Wow, I wish I could pay taxes like that.
Well, he's like, actually, actually, we don't owe this tax, but we'll just go ahead and pay it anyways.
We'll whatever. Let the fish down the reflecting pool pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, I actually don't owe this tax, whatever. And then he is
sure,
like.
Sure, and then he still paid it.
Just to keep the peace, though. Let's go ahead and pay it anyways.
Well, why would he keep the peace? He's been such a
doesn't want to be a rabble-rouser like he's been.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. This makes no sense.
This makes no sense.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody, even though everybody knows by now and I'm about to get my head chopped off or what the fuck ever.
Yeah. We all obviously end up knowing this stuff. Why do we know that he talked to Moses, Elijah, and God on top of that mountain?
This chapter was a goof.
I did not like it.
I hated it. I hated it because, look, I wanted to just be, oh, Jesus, what a pretty story. Yay. Like, I was looking for, like, peaches, roses, and sunshine and butterflies. Mm. And, like, Jesus, my little pony, keep a countdown. Jesus is so magical. He's a love, peace guy.
I have a working theory. I think that a lot of Christians probably base their faith off of approximately 10 or less verses from the Bible.
And those are the ones that they know.
I mean, don't you agree?
They have to. Yeah.
Like, it's got to be 10 or less. That's got to be about the max.
And then when pressed, they're like Russell Brand on Pierce Morgan's show.
Oh my God, that is one of the funniest fucking clips I've ever seen.
Isaiah.
If you want to see something seriously funny, look up Russell Brand on Pierce Morgan.
Yeah.
Trying to find a fucking Bible verse. Go find it on YouTube right now.
It says here in
it's
Isaiah.
Fantastic.
Excuse me. It says here, I can't seem to find it. And he just keeps paging through and he can't find it. And it's because it's a fucking hotel Bible.
Right.
And you could tell because of the pages, they're so thin.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a prop. It's clearly a prop because you're going on Piers Morgan show. You don't have your verse that like changed your life. You don't have that one marked.
Well, he wrote a book called How to Become a Christian in 7 Days or something
yes.
like that. And it was released by a publishing group that Tucker Carlson runs. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Tucker Carlson Publishing.
How far down the shithole do you have to go
right?
to have that be your place in this world?
Let me ask you this. How much of a soul do you have to not have to sell what's left of it and just not even give a fuck that everybody sees you doing it?
Right, yeah.
Like, I wasn't that big of a soul to begin with. It's fine. This is fine. I'm not embarrassed. You're embarrassed for me, and I find that embarrassing for you.
My favorite bit is because Russell Brand is wearing, like, this fucking giant cross on him at all times.
Yes, yes.
It's just obnoxious.
Yes.
You know? Like, it just, it's so obviously put on.
It's so performative it's silly. And that's what this chapter was. This chapter was Russell Brand trying to squeeze everything in, and he can't find the page.
Right.
This chapter could not find the page.
It couldn't.
And so they were like, whatever, we'll just write it all in here.
Yeah.
No. None of that happened. I hate it. The end.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 17.
I guess it was. Who knows?
It was something. It's...
That's what they wrote it down as. I don't know if that's what it was, but that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Some say. I'm sorry. I'm so put out. I'm so fucking put out. Take my glowworm and go to bed.
All right, y'all. That was Matthew chapter 17. We will be back next time with
some more bullshit and little Maddie, I guess chapter 18.
Wife's done.
I hate the New Testament.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We will see you. Oh.
What?
This was a live show. We forgot to mention that.
Oh, this was live. I hope you joined us, but you didn't, so you're a loser.
Unless you did, then you're awesome.
Well, I mean,
but you're also not a loser if you didn't join us, but you should join us next time so that you can ensure that you're not.
Listen. If you want to come to the tea party with Moses and Elijah, you need to get your ass into the Discord and sit at the table like everybody else does every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, or else you're not at the tea party.
All right. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.